All right, so my name is Irene Ajo, and the person that I am interviewing today is Brittany, and the date of today is May 26, 2022. All right, first question. Have you experienced any discrimination or racism in school, at work, or in the community of some such? If so, what happened?
I experienced racism when I was in high school, so about 20 years ago. I experienced racism, yes. I was in class and I had to leave and go into, I believe I was called to the office. When I went to the office, I left everything at my desk, like my backpack, my books, textbooks for my classrooms, and there were a group of children that sat in front of me, and they poured orange juice, and they killed two dead flies and put them in my textbook. That for me was my first experience with racism. So shortly after that happened, I left the classroom. After I come back and, you know, went through my textbook, seen what happened, I went back to the office to let the principal know what happened. I just left class. I was so upset because they had ruined my textbook, like I said. So I went to the office, informed my counselor and the principal, and then I called my mom. My mom came up to the school. It was all bad when she came up. She ended up threatening the school with getting an attorney because they kind of blew everything off as if it wasn't a big deal, and it was a big deal. Someone else in that same classroom experienced something very similar to what I just went through, but it wasn't a person of color. It was actually a Caucasian kid, and she got a completely different response from the counselor and the principal and the teacher. They actually put these children in, like, in school suspension for doing what they did to her, but for what they did to me, they weren't reprimanded, or there was no type of disciplinary action. So after my mom made such a big fuss, then, of course, I received apologies, and, you know, there was different things that came into place. But prior to my mom making a big fuss about it, they weren't going to do anything to those three boys. So to me, that was, I felt like it was a form of racism because, again, I'm African American. These other three students that did this to me were all three white kids. And the girl that they had done something to prior to me, she was a white girl. Like I said, they handled the situation totally different. So to me, that was a form of racism. I was at a predominantly white school, and there was probably max four black students, including myself. Two Latino and two black, so there wasn't a lot of color there. That was my first experience of experiencing racism or someone being prejudiced towards me. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't something that I would want to ever experience again, but hey, we live in America.
How did you feel after that experience?
My feelings were hurt. It didn't make me feel good at all. I didn't like it.
Was that a lesson?
Was it what?
A lesson.
It was a lesson for me in this aspect of just being aware of my surroundings and don't downplay racism or the fact that, like I said, I was at a predominantly white school, so there weren't many black children there or any color at all. So what they probably figured they could do to me and get away with it, it definitely just raises awareness. And more than anything, I just became aware, and now I know, you know, racism is real and it's not okay. It didn't make me feel good at all.
Have you ever felt like you had some sort of privilege ever?
Privilege? No.
Why?
Why?
Mommy.
Because I just never have.
Can you go into more depth?
Privilege in what aspect? Like privilege just with anything in life?
Like she had that you know, they gave
her. Oh, I mean, in the end, of course, like I said, after my mom came up and raised all type of sand about it, I definitely felt like I had the upper hand in a sense. Like my mom definitely raised some hell, raised sand about it. So it's like she put fire underneath everyone's butts and threatened them with us getting an attorney. And, you know, I feel like in the end, everything worked out in my favor, but it shouldn't have taken for that to happen for them to want to do the right thing. But to answer your question, yes and no, I guess.
Like the certain, like, you know how, like, I don't, like how, you know, white people have a certain privilege than black people do.
Right, and so like I just said, I didn't feel like I really, there was any privilege behind any of it. I just feel like more so it was the fact that my mom had to raise, had to light fire underneath her butts to make them do the right thing or to get the right reaction out of them. But no, I don't feel like I was privileged at all.
Mommy.
How do you, in your own words, define ethnicity?
How, in my own words, do I define ethnicity? That's a good question.
Like, what do you think?
Okay, you said the difference between ethnicity and racism?
Yes. Because there's a difference between both of them.
Well, ethnicity is belonging to a special group that has common national or cultural traditions. Racism is completely different. Like you said, that can be a group of people as well, with the same beliefs. But I feel like the things that are, what they're going about and how they're going about whatever it is that they believe in is wrong. And, yeah, it's a major difference. Two totally different topics.
This will be the last question. What was your childhood like? How did your childhood differ from what you see children living today?
My childhood was, I had an amazing childhood. Yeah. Everything was one big Disney on Ice. It was a movie. I mean, I was the youngest of five children, so was the baby. My siblings were a lot older than me, so everyone catered to me. And my mother was a school teacher. She worked for the school district for probably about 20 years up until she got really sick. So my childhood was exciting. Like every year we went to Disneyland for like the first 10 years of my life. I come from a two-parent household, so my parents were together. Like I said, I have four siblings, and then there's myself. So I was catered to, and I was pretty much just the baby, you know. I never got spankings. My mom never spanked me. My dad never spanked me. And not that that's a good thing at all, because I do feel like as a mother now, I'm 36 years old, and I do believe in disciplinary action and chastising a child, not whooping them or beating them, but I definitely feel like every child, I don't care what race, color, creed you are, whatever your background is, I feel like every child should be some type of form of discipline, and you need to chastise your children. I'm not a religious freak or like by the book type of person, but I have read in the Bible that, you know, we are supposed to chastise our children and discipline them. Like I said, and it doesn't have to be about spanking them. There should be disciplinary action when a child is acting out of, when they're not doing the right thing or they're acting out. I feel like they do need to be disciplined when they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing or they're not obeying their parents. I feel like today's parents, like, well, the times that we're living in compared to when I was a child 30 years ago, a whole lot has changed. I don't feel like there's a lot of respect for adults or for even like teachers and people of authority, principals, like just like, say you go to school and you're at school all day. Children are disrespecting the teachers and the superior, you know? And I don't feel like that's okay. I feel like every parent should instill integrity and integrity in their child, you know? Whether they're here at school, church, at their friend's house, every child should be aware and be able to define integrity and have dignity and respect for themselves and their parents, because every child is a reflection of their parent. So today's youth and the times that we're living in this generation